אנחנו עכשיו קוראים בנושא
We are reading now on the topic of Everything is attained in the power of the force of prayer. We're reading from the selected excerpts. We're at number 18, Rav, right?
Right, 18.
Okay, once again, everything is attained in the force of prayer. Excerpt number 18.
האדם צריך לדעת בעת השתדלותו.
One must know when exerting to attain the lishma for her sake, to take upon himself to want to work entirely to bestow completely, meaning only to bestow and not to receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this view. From this, one can come to clear awareness that he has no other choice but to pour out his heart to the Creator to help him, so the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally. As he sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul itself completely. It turns out that precisely when one sees that there is no hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart. And then, his prayer is accepted. Once again, excerpt 18. One must know, when exerting to attain the lishma for her sake, to take upon himself to want to work entirely to bestow, completely, meaning only to bestow and not to receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this view. From this, one can come to clear awareness that he has no other choice but to pour out his heart to the Creator to help him, so the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally.
This is basically our prayer for the Creator to help me here, that I have to perform operations or actions of bestowal toward the friends and through them to the Creator unconditionally, to pour out his heart to the Creator to help him make the body agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally.
As he sees, he cannot persuade his body to annul itself completely. It turns out that precisely when one sees that there is no hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, then one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart, and then his prayer is accepted.
Itafo.
Rav, che significa quando tutto me stesso lavorerà al fine di dare?
What is the significance that I will all myself will be entirely working in bestowal?
That just as now you're working totally in reception to serve all your thoughts and desires so they will be filled with abundance with whatever you think is good. Likewise, you will ask to that all your thoughts and desires will be to be in bestowal and to satisfy the friends, to fill the friends, and through them the Creator, however you can, in every way you can. It's the inversion. You invert. Instead of for me, for him. This is called spirituality. If it's for myself, it's called corporeality. If I feel only myself, this is called feeling this world, because basically I feel only myself. We still don't understand it, why it's like that. And if I am directed through the Ten to the Creator, then I begin to feel a different reality, which is called spirituality, the real reality, which is outside of me.
No. Mark 3.
That's it. Mark 3.
Спасибо, Раф. Раф, скажите, а можно определить, вот про какой отрезок нашего пути идет речь в этом отрезке?
Раф, can we define some part in our path that relates to this part that a person reaches Kabbalah? It's not clear.
Yes, no. We're talking already about people who have been together with us for maybe several years and have already heard about heard what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, and although they cannot do it, but to some extent they agree, in all kinds of manners of agreement. They feel that there is no choice. This is the truth, on the one hand. On the other hand, they're also happy that this is the truth, because everything that's revealed in the will to receive is just a lie and bad for everyone. We're talking about people who are already advanced. At least they agree with what the wisdom of Kabbalah says.
Bulgaria 1.
Okay? Bulgaria 1. Yes?
No, Makfi.
Макфей, go ahead.
У нас уже есть четыре перехода наши, да, когда мы проходим от получения ради отдачи, ради получения, отдача ради отдачи.
We already have these transitions. We're having like bestowal and intention to receive.
We still haven't emerged from receiving in order to receive. Look at yourself and you'll see that this is so. You don't need to ask me. You can work on the other's desire, instead of on your own desire, you can restrict your own desire and take the desire of the other, which that he is the important one and you're only serving it. No? Can you do that? No? Bulgaria.
Доброе утро. Раф, как да сформираме нашата молитва така, че да ни изглежда като съвет към Твореца, как да ни помогне?
To put together our prayer such that won't look as something bad to the...
Not advice, it will seem like a request. My advice, what can I advise him? What is in me that I can receive for the way to advance to the corrected world, to the spiritual reality, which operates opposite from our reality. Our reality happens entirely in the egoistic will to receive, and there's nothing else in it besides this. And therefore, I can't feel from it or understand the spiritual reality. From the intention to receive, you can't even understand what is the intention to bestow. It is a program, a behavior of vessels in a different way, opposite. This is why it's written about the spiritual world. I saw an opposite world. It's really so. It's here, but we don't feel it. The Creator feels everything. Where do you see it? The spiritual world is here. Do you feel it? No, because you have no vessels to grip it. Your senses are all in order to receive. You can't feel it. We are in a reality that is all a lie. It is depicted in us, in our senses, in our egos. If we could emerge from our ego to see reality, we would see that besides our perception, the rest of reality behaves according to bestowal, according to the force of bestowal. This is the real nature. Otherwise, none of it would exist. Because following the force of reception, the way we see and discover, everything would die, would simply die. It wouldn't be able to develop in any way, not even one bit, because everything that was created would absorb everything it could for itself, and by this it would put itself to death. It would put its environment to death. Nothing would be able to develop. But because there was the shattering, there is a force, even in the will to receive, to perform operations as if it's for bestowal, like a cow wants to nurse its calf, etc. Even the same as we give to one another so that we will be happy. These are corrections that come to us through the shattering. Otherwise, we wouldn't exist. This is why the whole of the spiritual world is absolute bestowal. And this is what we have to progress to. How? By discovering how far we are and asking the Creator to invert it, to give us a new nature, a different nature.
Barur.
Clear? Ita 3.
Buongiorno. Nell'articolo è scritto che il corpo arriverà a essere d'accordo sotto.
In the article it's written that the body
come portiamo
should be ready to
ricevere ad annullarsi,
to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally.
Violentemente proprio.
How do we bring our will to receive to annul itself in such a manner? Because it's brutal to such an action.
Precisely because the body shows us that we don't agree to bestow, we don't agree to love others, anything outside of us, that our whole attitude to what is outside of us is to the extent that we can enjoy, use the other. This is called, well, we can see reality. But we see only that reality where by using it we can enjoy. Out of everything we're in this infinite reality, we see only a tiny section, a tiny fragment that permeates our egoistic senses. And this is called this world. Revealing the actual reality is possible only on condition that we begin to relate to reality in a different way, not in order to enjoy it, but in order to delight it, delight this reality. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah prepares us for. Otherwise, we will not discover, we will not see the upper world.
Barun.
Clear?
Tov. Florida.
Okay. Florida.
Thank you, Rav. So, I think that we all kind of feel that the body will not agree to the work of the Creator. And we do pray. We always pray. We pray together. Isn't this a heartfelt prayer? And what is the next level that we need beyond this?
We do have to pray all the time, but through the ten, not each one for himself, because this again is an egoistic form. And we don't get a correct response from the Creator. Only if we try to connect the way Kabbalists write for us, and only when we ask through our efforts or as a result of our efforts to connect, we ask the Creator to really connect us, so that by this we will bring ourselves to a state where He can fill up the vessels of connection between us and enjoy it. Only in this way do we achieve the goal. Bringing contentment to the Creator means connecting among us and allowing Him to fill us. Simple. If not in this direction, then we're only prolonging the way. Turkey 3.
Thank you, Rav. A question from my 10. Sometimes I don't feel like justifying the Creator. So what innovation, a new situation, should I add to my relationship with my friends?
Just keep going as much as you can and don't lie to yourself. Okay? All right. Darom 1.
Darom 1.
On what organs is Baal HaSulam intending to?
Desires.
In the 10? My desires.
No. Your desires are egoistic desires that we discover in our society, in our 10, that we still haven't corrected to work in bestowal. We ask for correction on them. I feel how I relate to each one in the 10, and I discover how much I am absorbed in desires to receive for myself. And this is where I ask the Creator to help me invert them, to bestow upon everyone through those same desires, but in the opposite way.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, after the Congress, I feel a jump to enjoy food, sex, family. I can't work directly against these desires to convince the Creator that I want to bestow. I mean, it's a lie. I'm working on the level of the group, right?
No, we needn't put these desires, food, sex, family, to death. We need to prefer spirituality to corporeality. Otherwise, what will it be? If I diminish corporeality, then accordingly, spirituality, it will follow it. We're not in a state of forcing some sort of humbleness on ourselves. No. We only want to grow in all of our desires to such an extent that we can enjoy the whole world of the Creator, both in corporeality and in spirituality, in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator. The end of correction is when we use all our desires and all of our thoughts, but in order to bestow contentment upon Him, and it's possible. We still don't understand how it's possible, but we'll discover that it is possible. But limiting ourselves is a problem. A hermit, one who doesn't want to use his desires at all, should bring a sacrifice, a correction for becoming a hermit, for abstaining, for avoiding the pleasures. We need to do the opposite, to bring ourselves to a state where the intention to bestow allows us to enjoy everything. Afterwards, you'll be able to understand why there were kings from Israel who had hundreds of women and what kind of feasts they used to have. It is according to their degree.
Revadim.
Revadim.
אין, אז מוחקים אותם וזהו.
Nothing, erase them.
סליחה, רב. זה...
Sorry, רב.
שהבורא מחכה לתגובה מהאדם.
Sounds like the creator is waiting for the reaction that we should always have towards us. What's the first reaction we need towards the creator?
That he wants to come to bestowal upon the creator. And that he wants to take it through the friends, through the group.
Kiev too.
Thank you.
Rav, вопрос от десятки. Если тело не согласно работать на отдачу,
question from the ten.
Творец может помочь мне.
If the body doesn't agree to work on the intention to bestow, how the Creator can help me and through me to all the friends in the ten?
Our body, meaning our general will to receive, will never agree to work in bestowal. Never. That's a waste of waiting. If we're waiting for that to happen, it will never happen. But only by us awakening the Creator to correct our nature and invert it to in order to bestow, then it will happen. That's why our entire work is in addressing the Creator to compel Him to correct us. Nothing else remains for us to do.
PT 29.
PT
29.
Thank you, Rav. Is it correct that changing nature, this transformation of our nature and connection in the ten is the same thing?
Yes, that's in the vessel and that's as a result from the light. Well, with my permission, Be'er Sheva.
Happy holiday, Rav, World Kli. In order to justify the Creator, does it mean that each and every action and we have to be in connection with Him in order to justify Him? If I'm not in connection with Him, how will I justify Him? So any action I do within the ten needs to be examined, whether it's to bestow or to receive, meaning to be in Him in connection the whole day.
Also day and also night, and in all the actions a person does, he should not separate from the Creator. In all his actions, without any exceptions. That's how it should be.
PT 25.
So, Rav, in the Congress, when we got such a great opportunity that we learned to be grateful for being able to do this kind of Congress, this is the optimal state that we're always in contact with the Creator. And any decline from that already takes us to a different level. Yeah?
Correct. That's not even a question. Yes, PT 25.
In my ego, I feel the good that the Creator gives me as bad, as suffering,
I need to try to justify him, try to tell him that, tell myself that it's good even though I feel bad?
Yes, at last he said something correct. Well,
you explain how to do it?
No, I can't explain. You need to try to make it be that way. PT 31.
Friend from the 10 is asking, mechanically turning to the Creator without emotion for anything through the 10, will that ultimately generate the emotion towards the Creator?
Correct. Even, and that's what it's called, at first with coercion and then willingly.
Friends say, I make an action towards the friend, towards the Creator, internally. But when there's a situation where I have to act towards the friend, I don't do it. To what extent do you need to work towards the friend?
As much as possible, and even more. Wonderful. Good. Let's read some more.
Yes. We are in excerpt number 19. When a person wants to work in order to bestow, and all of his thoughts for self will be in complete annulment, and then when he feels what he says, then his heart can be afraid that, God forbid, his prayer will be accepted, meaning that he will have no desire whatsoever for himself. And concerning self-pleasure, there appears a state where it seems as though he leaves all the pleasures of this world, together with all the people, friends, his kin, all his possessions, and retires to the desert where there is nothing but wild beasts. Without anyone knowing of him or of his existence. It seems to him as though he loses his world at once and feels that he's losing a world filled with the joy of life and takes upon himself death from this world. He feels as though he's losing himself to reason when he experiences this image. Sometimes, the Sita Acha, the other side, helps him picture his state with all the dark colors. Then the body repels this prayer, and in such a state, his prayer cannot be accepted, since he himself does not want his prayer to be accepted. For this reason, there must be preparation for the prayer. To accustom oneself to the prayer as though his mouth and heart are equal.
Meaning we need to do all kinds of actions to talk between us as much as we need in order to convince each and every one, because all together we are in the desire to receive. And only through attaining the spiritual force, the spiritual world, we will be able to understand where the truth is and where the forces are and how and in what way they manage us and what we need to do from here on in order to be with the central force of reality and manage our eternal development.
Africa.
Hi, Rav. This is a question from a friend. There are two types of prayer, and the one, of course, being a prayer of thanksgiving. So if I feel this thanksgiving, should I bring it to the group so that we can establish the prayer there? Or is this something that I should raise only within myself, that this is a private work that I should engage in?
Both. This and that.
So, What's the correct approach to transmitting this this joy that I all of a sudden feel within myself? And what's the correct way of transmitting it to the friends?
I don't know. Show them that you are impressed by our path. Just like we're in one ship. So what does each and everyone need to do to try to give everyone security, confidence, and direction to the goal? Clear?
What is a true, correct spiritual action?
A true, correct spiritual action is to turn to the Creator to help us be in connection, and from this connection, we should be able to bestow contentment to Him. There's nothing but that. If we begin to operate in that direction, it is certain that we will feel the Creator managing us and that we're advancing towards connection and towards Him. Yes.
What is happening in this connection that enables the spiritual action?
We have 10 sfirot. We have a vessel from which we can bestow. And in what way can we bestow? By being able to receive from Him in order to bestow. We will start to work like a spiritual partsuf. What's a partsuf? That same 10 which behaves correctly. How did it reach that? Through the request to the Creator to correct them. PT 4.
It says, as though his mouth and heart are equal. There are states when they are equal, and there are states where there aren't, and sometimes I want them to, but they're not. When is it important that the heart and mouth will actually be equal and not as though?
Being under the influence of the upper light or upon a person or on the group, that way the light corrects them in a way for them to their desires to truly be in order to bestow.
So I always have to try that it's not as if it's like that, but it's actually equal. But many times I'm not in that state.
Then try to constantly push yourself towards that. If you constantly think about the point, about the goal, and how to reach it all the time, correcting yourself more and more, you're like in a... On the correct compass, which is always aimed towards the correct point, and this is how you advance. Yes?
Itawan.
Buongiorno. Qui è detto che la mia bocca e il cuore devono essere uguali.
You said that my mouth and my heart needs to be equal, but when my body feels bad, how will my mouth be equal to my heart?
It all depends on the measure of importance. I saw that people, in order to save themselves from death, are willing to pay a lot of money to a person that will open up their body and perform all kinds of corrections there. And it cost them a whole lot of money. They worked really hard, and then they even walked into some room, and some person puts all kinds of devices and instruments inside their abdomen, let's say, and he opens it up there and does something in there, and later they pay a lot of money, which took them maybe years to earn, to that person. Can you explain to me? I don't understand what they're doing. So we can see that, yes, It all depends on the goal, the importance of the goal. As it's written, whatever a person can give for the sake of his soul.
Kiev 1.
Здоров, доброе утро. Подскажите, что делать в ситуации,
которая what to do in a state where what Balasalam describes here, that a person is afraid that he'll build a true prayer and everything will disappear, all of his I, everything that he feels is his.
A person can ask from the Creator as if he wants the force of bestowal, but because that force of bestowal isn't quite in him yet, he can't ask for it seriously. And then the Creator, in order to bring that person closer to it, gives him all kinds of exercises by which a person comes closer and really wants. It's called that he's willing to put himself to death. Through these exercises around them that the Creator gives him, he's willing to put himself to death, to say that my death was better than my life. And that's how he can enter a spiritual discernment. This happens every degree along the way, you could say.
А что делать действительно с этим состоянием? Я когда конструирую молитву, я
So what to do with that state really? When I build a prayer, then subconsciously I find this space where
Right, you said it very well. And that's the truth. So you see who you are and to what place you need to reach, and the gap between this and that you feel. Excellent. That way you will advance. Advance even more and more from within. Demand even more from the Creator to make changes, despite the fact that you don't want.
What to do
about this fear? To find it and ask the Creator to drive it away?
No, for what? This fear is an indication of how much you're still in your ego and not in soul devotion. That's nice. I am actually seeing in you good advancement.
Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, this habit that we build in prayer and importance and high spirits, is that basically our kli?
Is
the common baby?
Our kli, our vessel, is the connection between us above all the disturbances to connect. That's it.
The more we get ourselves accustomed, because he writes here that the preparation for the prayer is to be accustomed to the prayer.
Yes, and when we see how much we can't connect, we have no choice but we turn to the Creator. And when we manage to somewhat connect, we ask from the Creator to help us fill this vessel because we want to be in one reality with him, in order to bring him contentment, just like a spiritual partsuf, in which whatever it receives, it's all in order to bestow.
Ashkelon free.
Thank you, Rav. It says, first by coercion, and then by desire. Most of the time I force myself to connect, but we also know there's no coercion in spirituality, so how to reconcile this?
Until you reach from the degrees of coercion to the state that you want, where I say, I want, you will always be under pressures and in prayers and seeking in states of pressure. When you reach the true spiritual state that the Creator arranges for you, then it will be willingly, not coercively, but willingly. But everyone goes through that from coercion to desire. That's the way. PT 18. Yochi, what's going on with you?
Hello, everyone. Good morning. Teacher, is there a limit to annulment or everything that appears?
Annulment until you make yourself a true zero. That's the limits of annulment. Because in truth, we need to come to a state in which the will to receive as if it doesn't exist, just like it was prior to the beginning of creation that the Creator created. Okay. Good.
Africa. Yes, Africa or no?
Do you have Africa or not?
We lost a friend. He'll be back now.
Beseder. PT 32.
Okay. PT 32. Last.
Katuv be Mishpat Acharon.
Says in the last sentence, therefore, there must be preparation for the prayer to accustom oneself to the prayer as though his mouth and heart are the same. Can you give an advice how to achieve such a preparation?
We try not to lie to oneself. Do I really want or not? And towards the friends, am I straight with them or not? And towards the Creator, am I also towards Him straight or not? Can I feel myself being truly like in an X-ray machine where I can be seen completely transparently and I have nothing to hide, because what I want is altogether to be corrected in all my parts, in my mind and all my heart?
גלעד
קטע מספר 20 אמרו חזל
item 20
יצרו של אדם
our sages said man's inclination overcomes him every day were it not for the help of the creator he would not overcome it rather man must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew and not retreat from this war or cause oneself to despair under any circumstances. Certainly in this war it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner, since the war is still long. The exile is intensifying, and each one experiences what he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is the prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war and keep gripping to our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he is winning the war. As this is essentially the victory.
Shuv.
Again.
Item 20 again. This is from Meshivat Nefesh. Our sages said man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Rather, man must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew, and not retreat from this war or cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Certainly in this war it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner, since the war is still long. The exile is intensifying, and each one experiences what he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is the prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war and keep gripping to our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he's winning the war, as this is essentially the victory.
I don't see questions. Only the Rom. Oh, we have PT6. Okay. Well, PT6.
Rav, you said a moment ago that I have to be like under an X-ray, that the friends see what's inside of me.
Well, what are you ashamed of?
My desires are to run away, not to be with them. It's my thoughts are horrible. Why should they know about that?
Because then you will have no choice but to correct yourself.
Didn't understand. I'm supposed to tell them all of that, all that garbage inside of me? What for?
No, you don't need to tell them that. But you have nothing to be ashamed that you have it. But to the extent in which you understand that you're receiving it from the Creator in order to correct it, then you'll have the necessity to turn to the Creator to correct it.
This is okay, but in what sense do the friends need to know it? That's what I didn't understand. You said to be transparent towards them. I don't understand.
I felt that way next to Rabash, that he can see me transparent from my head to my toes, truly like that. And at first it wasn't immediately that I felt that way, but it was unpleasant, as if, but later I got accustomed to being that way. Meaning, it's clear that you can see a person that way.
Still, I'm not supposed to tell him that, right?
You don't need, no. Why do you need to pour on them your garbage? They don't deserve such a bad attitude. For what would you filth them up with that? By you pouring your crap. We need to be aware that we are like that, and that we're going erect to correct ourselves in order to truly be righteous, who justify the Creator, who created all this evil. And we're asking him to correct it. We need to arrange these things in their correct context, in the right place. What is there in a person if it's not from the Creator? To begin with, the Creator says, forgive me, I've created the evil inclination, and you will have to discover it. And this embitters your life and makes you feel sorrowful. And if you want to get rid of it, then turn to me. And I'll correct it. Not just like that, that I'm taking it from you. I'm not taking it from you, the Creator says. I will invert it to good. And you will be as God knowing good and evil, the evil that's in you, and even more you will reveal, and you'll reveal it in the inversion between it from that to good. So there you will see that the whole world you can see from one end to the other. That's it. So come on, it's all ahead of you. The Creator created everything, prepared it, and we just need to ask to correct the evil too to good.
How should a person be honest with himself? What does it mean?
To annul and connect to the Creator in such a way is considered to be honest with the Creator that way. Turkey one.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, the more we pray, the more deficiencies appear. Why is it happen and when will it end? Is that our work?
You didn't even start to see your deficiencies yet. Kid, you don't know what true deficiencies we have. Worlds of klipot. Such horrible states that but it's revealed only towards a person that is capable of working with them correctly. Despite the klipa, that he's willing to ask for the Creator to correct. Altogether, what are all the klipot for and all the disturbances? So that we will come closer to the Creator. So that we will be able to receive all the good from Him. That's why He created the evil inclination. Otherwise, we wouldn't need the Creator. As we have the evil inclination, He does bad to us, and we have nowhere to run from it, so we have no choice. We turn to the Creator and surrender, even though we don't want. But we surrender, and we say to Him, good, correct this for us, please. That's how it is. It's like a little child who comes and cries that something is not working out for him in his game. And then we help him. That's how the Creator did it on purpose, so that we will find our way to Him. All right. Wonderful. So we, if so, will maybe move to Pticha.
Rav, maybe we'll ask a concluding question before we do.
Yes. Me?
Yeah, if you want to ask a question that concludes this topic.
Here the question could be, how we concentrate all our efforts in turning to the Creator. What are we asking? How do we ask for Him to do it? We need. We have some confidence that He exists, that we have who to turn to, and that He has a good heart, meaning a good relations towards us, whereas if we were asked, He will do it, and for Him to do good things, but if we ask for bad things, He won't do. Just like a child sometimes wants something that we understand that it's prohibited to give it to him. It will harm him. So, with all those conditions, we turn to Him and want Him to advance us. What do we think about this advancement? What do we tell the Creator that we want? How do we want to see ourselves in the next stage? A step ahead. Please, let's talk for a few minutes. How do we see ourselves asking, turning to the Creator for Him to advance us a step ahead?
We want to be more connected, more devoted. We want to have more and more strength to rise above our personal feelings, all the states, and only to justify Him, thank Him, be grateful each and every moment, and to expand our vessels, our ability to pray, to spread this over all of reality, that we'll truly feel that we're all just one Kli that is in connection with Him, and we want to bring Him contentment.
Yes, and this entire dialogue, I have to first make sure that I'm doing it from the feeling of the ten and not entering into some one-on-one. And also, like we heard, to be real with nature. It's clear to me where my ego is. It's clear to me what it wants. It's also clear that it's not the direction altogether. But above that, what do the Kabbalists tell us, even though we don't really want that? Meaning, be honest with the Creator. And this is something I'm trying to demand. That's what the Kabbalists write. And it's worthwhile to hold on to some source material before your eyes that will guide you to that direction as we're going through it.
On the one hand, we feel what we feel, and many times it can be opposite, but we are yearning to be like Him, to be like Him, good that does good, and we try to have the intention to bring Him contentment.
Yes, the aspiration needs to be complete correction, which is contradictive to anything that we know in our life that explains to us about the compromise.
Before we move to the next part, sing a song.
Es ver mis hojas caer y tu primavera es mi florecer. Tu guerra es mi guerra también y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha u alayla sheli, yareach mane gam lecha veli. Haemet shebecha zo haemet shebi. הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, ze ani veata. בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Tu sol es en mí una gran luz y tu lluvia es como un manantial. Tu casa es un ancla de amor, ese que hay en ti y que está en mí. הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי, האושר שלך זו השמחה שבי. Tu miedo es un temblor en mí y tu mundo es todo para mí. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. Todos juntos en un barco van, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Solo juntos, solo juntos llegamos. Kulanu yachad beota sira, estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal. Rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos. Todos.